Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the cuts of fantasy ring light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. That's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. That song is Nexus from the Innocent Age album that I always like telling you about. It's a great album. If you get a chance to buy that Innocent Age album, buy two, because you're going to like it enough you're going to want to give it to somebody as a gift. It's a wonderful gift. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We'll get right back to our good friend Rick Newman, who's with us right now. Rick is the chief business correspondent for U.S. News. He's the author of the outstanding book released last year, Rebounders, How Winners Pivot from Setback to Success. Rick, tell the audience how they can find you online, please.
My website is www.rickjnewman.com, and my writing for U.S. News is at usnews.com/Rick Newman.
All right, so check that out. All right, so in a recent column, Rick, you talked about the economic winners and losers of 2013. Let's talk about the losers this segment.
Sure. I put this list together before the fiscal cliff deal was finalized, and I got this one right. The first one on the list is the wealthy, and I said their taxes are going up one way or another. They just did go up. And I think taxes on the wealthy could go up some more, Jim. I'm not sure we're over with that because the first
deal. Now, wait a minute. The Republicans say no more tax increases.
Well, of course they do, and that's what they said before the first deal. But that, you know, Obama was looking for $1.6 trillion in new taxes, and he only got about $600 billion.
Poor baby. I thought he got $1.2.
No, it came down to only $600 billion. He looked as if he would settle for $1.2. But, you know, they just put off a lot of the things in that in that deal. So, you know, if we may have a tax reform effort this year, that'd be good news. But as part of that, I think we could see higher taxes on the wealthy again.
But your president, Rick, says people who make $250,000 or more are wealthy.
Yeah.
So, but that's not. I get the feeling that's not the people you're talking about.
Well, and now he says it's $450,000 because that $250,000 threshold didn't last. It got pushed up to $450,000. You know, I live in the New York City area, Jim, and of course, the people around here who make $250,000 don't feel they're wealthy.
Those are cab drivers, aren't they?
Not quite, but you know, if you're making that, you're still kind of trying to figure out how to put
barely,
your kids in college.
Barely middle class in your part of the world. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So depending on how the taxes go, the losers, the wealthy could be the losers this year. What's next?
Well, I put the unemployed on here, and I was guessing that they would not approve extended federal unemployment insurance, but I got that wrong.
Yeah.
They did approve that, but
still, the unemployed are 20 plus million Americans unemployed or underemployed.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the problem is most economists are saying, you know, we're just not going to see too much hiring, and the unemployment rate is likely to stay about where it is in 2013. So it just still is not going to be a great environment getting hired, unfortunately.
One of the things that in your next loser that you identify, a lot of people didn't think about this earlier, but this next group are going to be losers primarily, in my opinion, because the government tried to help them or said they wanted to help them.
That's one way to put it.
Talk about it. Talk about this.
Well, starting in 2009, the federal withhold payroll tax went down from 6.2% to 4.2%. That was dropped by 2 percentage points.
Yeah.
And they extended that all the way up to the end of 2012, and now it's going back up. So that means most people, practically everybody who gets a paycheck, is going to see an extra 2% coming out of there, going back to Washington. Now, that was always called a temporary tax cut, so that was supposed to go back up, and it has gone back up. The thing is, Jim, I think we notice these things more when the government's taking money out of our paycheck than when the government's putting a little bit money back in.
Well, when they give us a sucker to lick on, we don't like it when they take it away from us.
That's right. So everybody's taxes actually are going up this year. So I don't know if you'd call that a tax hike because that was supposed to happen, but it did happen.
But you identify one of the losers is the workers, like you were just describing. But Obamacare is going to hurt workers.
Well, that's not going into effect for real until 2014.
But business owners are getting ready for that.
Yeah, business owners have to get ready for that. And if I think the cutoff is 50 workers. So if you have more than 50 workers, there's a lot you have to do.
Yep.
You're exempt below 50 workers. But yeah, that's a That's good. You know, I think more than anything, Jim, I mean, I think there's just a ton of confusion right now about what everybody needs to do. And if you're running a business, I mean, obviously you feel like this is the last thing I need to do is figure out how to comply with yet another federal law. My guess is that this will not seem quite so onerous once it's been in place for a couple of years, because it really does potentially give businesses some more flexibility. But at the beginning, yeah, I think it's going to be a nuisance at a minimum, and it will cost more.
I think it's going to exacerbate unemployment, in my opinion, under Obamacare, at least in the first year or two. What about savers?
Well, it looks like the Federal Reserve has made clear that it's going to keep interest rates low for a while. Now, they have not put a time deadline on this anymore. They're just saying we're going to keep up with what we're doing until unemployment gets to around 6.5%. But that's not going to happen in 2013.
So
interest rates are going to stay low this year.
So you're not going to make money on your savings. The next two groups, very interesting. You say anybody dependent upon government? I thought we were headed toward the entitlement nation.
We are the entitlement nation already, and we can't afford it. So I don't think we're going to see big cutbacks in 2013, but I think we are going to see the beginning of discussions about what things that just have to happen, and that includes Medicaid has to get smaller, Medicare has to become more affordable, Social Security, and so on. I mean, you know, the government still has a humongous debt problem. It did almost nothing to solve that recently, and that's going to have to be addressed at some point.
It is. Mr. Obama says we don't have a spending problem.
He's wrong.
Rick.
He's wrong. I mean, by anybody
I want to get one more in there before we go. Unions are not going to have a good year in 2013. What's that all about?
We've seen the continuing decline of unions. A big decision in Michigan. This took power
away from unions. How ironic. The re-election of Barack Obama, the best friend the unions ever had, is not going to help the unions, right?
I think not.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Hold on that thought, folks. 10-tail, right back with Rick Newman, and we're going to talk about his winners. And I'm going to ask him, which list do small business owners fit into in 2013?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.